CHUM AM Toronto is TSN 1050 and iHeart Radio station. The Leafs live here. This is First Up on TSN 1050.
Jay first, you're last.
I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head. And
it's the third hour of First Up here on TSN 1050. Karolnik and Koliakovo with you on this Tuesday and feeling good this morning. Great song there by 20 Fingers, who's starting to spin some new tunes. DJ Christy Averro, hard at work this morning behind the glass. Thank you for that, Chrissy. Leo Routens will join us in about 15 minutes. We'll get back into great Raptors game last night. You know, sometimes, Coco, Monday nights down at Scotiabank Arena, whether it's the Raps or the Leafs, got to be sleepy games from time to time. But when the Boston Celtics are in town, I mean, there was a lot of anticipation for this game. Boston, the number one team in the NBA, number one team in the Eastern Conference, in the NBA Finals last season. I mean, they're outstanding. And Jason Tatum coming to town, as hot as anybody in the NBA, and he put on a show last night. We'll get to that with Leo, and we'll look ahead to the Leafs and Stars tonight, a game that I think we're all looking forward to because Mitch Marner going for the very elusive 20-game point streak, something that has been done by just three active NHLers to this point. Again, it's Kane, it's Crosby, and it's Paul Stastny. So we'll find out if Mitch Marner can add his name to that list. Some text coming in. I think it's actually an interesting idea. I think this is something we'll be talking about with regards to the Toronto Maple Leafs as the trade deadline approaches. I think two guys who really fit a similar mold with regards to trade targets for the blue and white. And those two guys would be Ryan O'Reilly of the St. Louis Blues and Jonathan Toews of the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, both require some kind of salary cap maneuvering, needless to say. There'll be retention on both sides.
Is this training in NHL 2022 on Xbox?
Well, I mean, listen, I think there's a very strong chance Jonathan Toews is traded in his final year of his deal with Chicago, who have no playoff aspirations. O'Reilly, not as certain. But, like, Toews and Kane are both getting moved, and needless to say, Kane's a much more impactful player than Jonathan Toews is. But Toews has had somewhat of a renaissance season. We remember the health issues he was dealing with a couple of years ago. I don't think he scored a goal for the first, like, 20 games last season. But he's been really good this year. Talk about an ideal number three center behind Matthews and Tavares. Jonathan Toews. Yeah.
When you said Kane is the more impactful player, you have to define the word impactful because, yeah, I think Patrick Kane can impact, you know, a top line. But Jonathan Toews can easily impact a second or even third line on any Stanley Cup contending team. Any Stanley Cup could be just because of the intangibles that he brings. I mean, good face-off guy, good penalty killer, good leader, you know, good responsible player, you know. You know, what did they call the Johnny Sirius or what they
Captain
call him?
Captain Sirius?
Captain Sirius, right?
Fought Jacob Trouba just a couple nights ago.
Right. I mean, there's so many intangibles that Jonathan Toews can bring, you know, to any, you know, contending team. So the only problem is that he carries a $10.5 billion cap hit in order for a team like the Maple Leafs to even think of the idea of bringing him in. You'd have to broker another deal with another team to swallow, because, you know, you'd have to say, you know, okay, Chicago, you got to swallow half of the cap it. Okay, so that's what, 5.75?
Mm-hmm.
And now, or sorry, no, that's 5.25. Yeah, because it's 10.5. And then you got to go to another team and ask them to swallow half of it. So now you're bringing him in at 2.75. That's probably more likely, but
expensive. Yeah,
that's going to cost
you a lot. Well, you know, it could also
ship out some salary.
You could also ship out some salary, too. I mean, Alex
$3.5 million. To ship out salary, it's going to cost you, right? What are you willing to pay?
I just remember the night when the Leafs traded for Owen Nolan, bringing him in from San Jose. This is probably like 20 years ago. And I remember I think I was watching the score. Remember back in the day, you're like watching the score ticker and like, you know, any news. I remember just sitting there for hours, just like, oh, what's going on? What's going on? And then I see like breaking, the Leafs trade for Owen Nolan. And I think I might have felt falling off my chair with excitement. Yeah. And he was,
I was in Erie playing for the Otters because Brad Boyes was my teammate the year before. And obviously he was playing with the St. John's Maple Leafs that year. And when that trade broke, and Brad Boyes was a key piece going back to San Jose for that, I was crushed. I mean, I was happy for the Leafs because they acquired Owen Nolan, but I was crushed because my boy, Brad Boyes, went the other way.
Yeah, that's fair. I do believe that Owen Nolan scored like 10 goals in his first 10 games with the Leafs as well. Like, he was a beast. Oh, loved Owen Nolan. And I will say, if the Leafs somehow, and again, this is a stretch, somehow were to get Jonathan Toews, he would become the most beloved player in this city, the most beloved person in this city really quickly.
I think you're focusing on two of the wrong players. I think if you're going to get a player like that, and look, I would absolutely love if Ryan O'Reilly would, you know, find a way to become a Maple Leaf. I just, it's too early to even think about that scenario of him leaving St. Louis, because, you know, yeah, he struggled a bit early on, but he's the captain of that team, and, you know, look what happened the last time they negotiated with the captain. They watched Alex Pietrangelo walk his, they let him walk his way out the door. But the attention that, if you're going to go out and get an impact piece like that, the attention you should, or the player that you should be focusing most of your attention on is Bo Horvat. Like, if you're going to go out and get a centerman, you go out and get Bo Horvat. The guy makes $5.5 million. He's an eager guy to fit on the cap. And the guy's having an unbelievable season. He's scoring
goals.
One of the
top 5-6 goal scorers in the NHL, yeah.
So if you're going to focus, and clearly he's a guy who's on his way out. Like, you know, like, there's a reason why they haven't signed him. I don't know what the reason is, but clearly they haven't signed him yet. The better assumption is that he's on his way out. I mean, he's got 20 goals.
Yeah, you know what it is? Like, it's also, you're kind of balancing the present versus the future. Like, are you willing to push all your chips in the middle and trade Matthew Knies for a Bo Horvat? And it's a reasonable, I don't think the Leafs would do that.
I don't think they should either, because here's the thing about Horvat. He's a great player to add to your lineup for this season. But you're not paying him what he's going to demand in the open market in the offseason. So
he's going to get $9+ million a year. He'll be in that ballpark.
He's going to get minimum what Rupe Hintz just signed for. Minimum 8.3, whatever it is. Now, depending on what the market, what the salary cap ends up, you know, rising to, will probably determine more of what he could potentially get. But you can't make that investment if you're the Maple Leafs, sacrificing more assets for a rental player. You just can't. And you know, depending, I mean, I don't think Vancouver's going to give this guy away. It's going to include minimum a first-round pick and probably a top prospect. I don't think you even entertain the idea of putting Knies in any deal, because you look at this Maple Leafs roster, and if I'm Kyle Dubas, my number one priority, aside from addressing more depth on defense, is going out and getting a top six elite scoring left winger, because the Maple Leafs don't have that. They don't have that. Michael Bunting is not an elite scoring left winger. Look at the guys they've cycled through on the top line, on the second line again this year. Kerfoot, Robertson, Yarncroc, Engvall. You know, they don't have that guy. Those guys can all be slotted into the bottom six. And you know how I feel about Nick Robertson. The guy's been given every chance to prove he's an NHL player right now. And for some reason, other than that game against Dallas, maybe tonight's game against Dallas because he's playing against his brother again, he'll find a way to hit the score sheet. But I don't think Nick Robertson's ready for a top six role on this team, a top six role on a team that's ready to contend. I don't.
We will see Robertson play on the second line tonight with Tavares and Marner. So he'll get an opportunity, just like he had, as you mentioned, on October 20th against the Dallas Stars, where he scored twice. A couple great plays from Nick Robertson and the OT winner as well. So maybe there is something the Juice playing against your brother could yield some results.
He's up 1-0 in the Brother Bowl.
Yeah, I think Jason will catch up pretty quickly. He is pretty good, I believe.
Right.
He's going to have a big night for the Dallas Stars, a game we're really looking forward to. Again, Marty Turco will join us in about 35 minutes or so here on the program. On the other side, we'll catch up with Leo Routens, who was down at Scotiabank Arena last night, covering the game for TSN. Boston Celtics in town, the NBA's best team. And they showed just why last night against the Raptors. We'll break that down and look ahead to the Lakers in town tomorrow next.
Time now for TSN 1050 Time Saver Traffic.
One down, one to go, but not in that order on the southbound 427. We have new problems southbound at the 401, a crash in the center lane. However, on the southbound collector's ramp to Evans Avenue or to the eastbound Gardner, we had a crash clear in the right lane underneath the bridge. Westbound 401 collectors at the 400, a stall in the right lane. But we had westbound 401 collector problems at Renforth, clear from the right lane. We had a stalled vehicle there. Southbound on the 400 on the ramp to Highway 7, a stall in the center lane. A crash in the left lane southbound, though, past Finch. Banking packages from Scotiabank have unique rewards for unique people like you. Visit scotiabank.com/ultimate350 to see how you can be rewarded. From the News Talk 1010 Traffic Center, I'm Jody Thornton.
Gameplay weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on TSN 1050. Embrace the odds.
I want winners.